to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Get comfortable with Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Oh, it's time for Riled Up. Anthony's riled up. Andrew's riled up. Everybody's riled up. I hope you hit the riled up line.
Cares about Andrew.
Oh, man, he set you off. I loved it. I just sat back. I enjoyed it.
You can go back to Lithuania.
That's fine. Can you pay for me to get out there?
One-way ticket?
In the baggage claim area.
Send me on the Baxter.
In a box.
Put him on the belt.
There's Andrew's head sticking out.
Let's see what we got today.
I'm probably going to get ribbed for these opinions, but I really don't give a crap, okay? Derek Barnett, J.H.I., Ronald Darby, Rodney McLeod, four people on IR, Mills, Douglas, Jones, Maddox, Kelsey, Lane Johnson, Darren Sproles, Timmy Jernigan, Mac Holland, Mike Wallace. All players who are banged up or even haven't even played a down this year. Remember when we said all those things we would give up? The Eagles win one Super Bowl. You know what? Screw it. If this is what we have to deal with, I'm okay with that.
All right. Don't you want more? I mean, don't you want more? You tasted it.
Yeah.
Why do you?
I completely disagree with that. It's okay.
That was okay for week one and week two.
Because they won.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Oh my goodness!
It's not the excuse.
No,
a lot of teams get banged up.
Sunday, February 3rd, 2019, New Orleans Saints, Kansas City Chiefs, Los Angeles Rams will feature the first ever triple threat match Super Bowl. What you gonna do, brother?
Hulkamania? The Hulkamania running wild. Boy, if Andy... Are you rooting for Andy to win the Super Bowl?
Am I rooting for him? Yeah.
You'd like to see it, right?
I like to see the Chiefs win, yeah.
I would love to see it. I'd love to hear his on-air interview after he wins. Andy, you finally won the Super Bowl. 14 years in Philly, and you're a Super Bowl champion. Your thoughts? Thank you, Andy.
Well, who would you want to see win?
I'm fine with him winning.
Yeah, I'm just curious. I mean, of the four great teams,
the four Saints, you mentioned.
I hate Sean Payton. All right, the city won. I'm not the biggest Drew Brees fan. He's a great player, but I don't need to see him again. The Rams are a really good story, but it's L.A. out.
Yep.
I hate Belichick and the Patriots. And I like Andy. I like Kansas. I like the whole Chiefs thing. I love to see the Chiefs win.
Yeah, I like to see guys that have been in the league a long time that have done really well but are missing the one cherry on top. I like the story of a guy getting it. I know his time ran its course here, but I would be totally fine seeing Andy hoist a Lombardi because he's going in the Hall of Fame. Andy Reid will be a Hall of Fame coach.
Yes.
No question about it. Let's take a live call. Let's go to Lenny in Jersey on the live line. What's up, Len?
I'll tell you what's up. I'm talking about some soft tissue, and that would be Chris Long. Hey, Chris, after you kneel before a game, you got to get up once the game starts. You can't keep kneeling. Put your damn dog face on and get lost, you loser.
Wow. Jeez, how soon people turned on Chris Long. He was donated the money, the salary, everything. Now it's get your butt out of here. Take the mask and leave. Look, Chris Long wasn't supposed to be a huge part of this year. But guys have been forced into positions where they got to play more now. That's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
It's unfortunate. But he's not getting it done. Nobody's getting it done right now. What's next?
Yeah, football is not what I grew up watching. It's now. They protect the quarterback too much. They don't even call a holding on the offense anymore.
when the defense comes in to protect the quarterback. It's getting ridiculous. They just want to score points to compete with the NBA.
It's funny. I just got a note from our good friend Steve Monterano.
Ah, Stevie.
And Stevie aptly says, get ready. It's just, you should just start talking hoops. And so originally you start to think, well, you mean Sixers? Yeah. No, because last night's game was a basketball game on a field. And it's true.
Oh, you're right. And we always talk so about high flying, yeah.
The sport kind of melting into basketball on a field. And it really is.
Offense in sports appeals to more mass people, right?
Yes.
Just across the board. It's just the way it is. Yeah. Baseball, hockey, every sport is trying to do what? Add offense, not add defense.
Yeah.
It's a shame because I like some defense in there as well.
Yeah.
I don't need a video game.
I love defense. But the days, you said it to start the show, and you were right. The days of the Ravens defense, I don't see how that gets, honestly, I don't see how that ever comes back.
Yeah, the Suggs and Ed Reed and Ray Lewis defense that you couldn't do anything on. They strangled you.
Everything's cyclical, and when you're knee-deep in the cycle, it's hard to see out of it. But is this league ever not going to care about offense?
Well, because they keep making the rules accentuate, make it easier for the offense.
Right, because it's all about numbers, stats, fantasy, gambling. All those numbers come into play.
And that over last night, a 60 on that game, got slaughtered. Oh, my goodness. I mean, slaughtered.
I mean, what would you make it? 70? 80?
I mean, if say, the Rams,
they play each other in the Super Bowl,
it's got to be 74 as the over-under, right?
I mean, if not 80.
Oh, my goodness. And you got to go over.
It was 100.
That's not 105.
I know.
That's insane.
100.
Oh, my goodness. Ray in Levittown's on the live line. What's up, Ray?
Yeah, welcome to the participation trophy, Age. It's okay because they won last year. God, I hate that. You're supposed to win. You don't get a pass for it.
It only took them 52 friggin' years.
Yeah, but that's okay. We don't have to see another one. They got one. I hate that. It makes me crazy. And same thing with these high scores like this. I mean, give it a rest. What am I, 14? I'm not excited. It's not a 55-38 game. I hate it. I want defense.
Yeah, well, you're an old school guy, Ray.
I know.
You may want it. It doesn't mean
like we took over for our parents when we were still 8. You know, I mean, they're not old enough to take over the game yet.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, man. Well, look, I don't know if they can't put that genie back in the bottle because they're making. What are you going to let the cornerbacks put their hands on guys again? They're never going to do it.
Right.
They're going to protect the quarterback more and more. And look, the protection of the quarterback thing, I applaud in a way, because look what you see on the field now. Are any of the top flight quarterbacks in the league hurt? I mean, they're all playing.
Yeah.
Rodgers, I mean, he had that knee injury earlier in the year and came back.
No, you want to see the quarterback. Without the quarterback, it's no fun. Yeah, the game stinks.
That's ratings.
I'm a guy that loves defense and old school and cut the teeth on Buddy Ryan. All I know is I was riveted last night, so I'm a hypocrite.
Yeah. Well, it was a great game, and I just don't want to see it all the time. Maybe I'm stuck in a different generation. I don't know. What's next?
Markelle Fultz is now not allowed to play basketball until he gets his shoulder reevaluated as per the direction of his lawyer. This is the first time I've ever heard of a lawyer being involved in the operation of a basketball organization when it comes to a player. First time in my life, 28 years old. What the is happening?
Yeah, no, I'm older than you, and it's the first time. And it's not, listen, it's not the organization, it's the player.
This is a very unique circumstance right now.
Because it's not the agent, right? Because the agent goes, he tells the six, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
good luck.
Yeah. And so, who's going to argue on the kid's behalf? Well, he's an attorney, he's paid mouthpiece.
And now he's not going to practice or participate in any team activities until after he sees the specialist next week. Have a nice Thanksgiving, Markelle. Don't load up on too much stuffing. I mean, geez, this is what we're dealing with now. But again, I'm letting it bother me again. I don't want to do that. What's next?
Yo, cuz, before questions into the post-game presser, not one reporter has said your offense sucks, Doug. Why does your offense suck so bad? Every week your offense sucks. We expected the defense to give up points here. Why does your offense suck?
The league's all about the offense, too. If you can't have a good offense and you have a good quarterback with the way the rules are in play right now, uh-oh. Right? You need weapons. This offseason, they got to go out and get a burner, a good stretch-the-field wide receiver to help out Alshon and Ertz underneath, and a running back. You got to draft one.
Quite frankly, you really need two backs.
Well, you wouldn't be okay with a combination of Josh Adams and Clement as the...
Well, you're going to carry four backs, right?
Yeah. So you go out and get two and you walk away from Smallwood.
What's Smallwood done?
No, I know. He's frustrating because
he can't pick up a blitz. You wonder why the quarterback gets killed, too. He can't pick up a blitz. None of those backs can. So how do you love these backs? These backs blow. They're all undrafted slop. And I love the kid. Look, I love Corey Clement, and I don't mean to be disparaging. But as far as the pedigree is concerned, I keep Corey Clement. I got no problem. I feel fair. But honestly, they need upgrade, dramatic upgrade.
They get B. West down there to teach him how to pick up a blitz, right? B. West developed
it. None of them can pick up a blitz.
What's next?
Tight end can't pick up a blitz either.
He can't block the point. He can't even dance to get in somebody's way.
Hey, cuz, me, your boy Carson. I went from the revenant to the irrelevant. You know why? Because I can.
See, that's not funny. I don't find that funny. He's not irrelevant. He had a horrific game. A horrific game. And now people are going, are we really going to pay this guy $30 million? We're not going to be able to pay anybody else anything. Yet all those other teams with franchise quarterbacks find a way to pay the other players on their roster, don't they? It's funny. What is the salary cap? $35 million? I didn't get the memo?
Right.
Right. You can't pay him that. No, God forbid. What's next?
Horrendous. Absolutely horrendous. Stop defending Wentz. Stop defending this team. The Super Bowl is over. This team is horrendous.
Right now they are. You're right. I can't deny that.
All right. Well, and as far as the Wentz concerned, I don't know what you construe as defending Wentz. Like, so I don't want to hear, stop defending Wentz. Well, I don't know. I said he was horrible yesterday. What else do you want? But I still love him. I still think he's a franchise quarterback, and he's my guy.
And you need to surround him with skill, players, speed.
I don't care what anybody says. The kid can play, and you got to get knee players around him.
Why did it take a week for Foles to be a shoulder specialist? It's a disgrace. Know what's going to happen Wednesday before the game when Brett Brown has to talk? He's going to be hanged out there to dry again. And it's a disgrace. Where's the owner on this Foles thing? It's a effing disgrace. Okay.
Vintage material from the OK guy, because he goes to the other OK guy word and term. It's a disgrace. The only thing he didn't mix into that call today, Ant, that is very prototypical of OK guys, I'm done. Because he knows he's never done. He keeps showing up every day like a bad case of, well, I'm not going to say.
Okay. 48-7. 48-7. I mean, I knew we were underdogs, but you can't wait to hear these press conferences. Somebody needs to make a move. You got to make a move. You brought in Golden Tate, Sidney Jones, the second round pick. They all look like garbage. Garbage.
Yeah, bro. I hear you.
And there's not much you can disagree with.
Not wrong.
I mean, how about the Saints? 10 in the first quarter, 14 in the second and the third, and then 10 more in the fourth quarter. They just never let up, did they?
No, but it was amazing that the Eagles couldn't score against that defense.
And they weren't like in a situation where they had to say, we got to keep them off the board.
No.
Kept blitzing and locked them down.
Well, they were blitzing the last drive.
Carson's going to be like, what, man? Why are they blitzing me now?
It's like you're up, you know, it's like basketball, and you're up big or you're down big. And guys are guarding you like from the three point line. It's like, dude.
Yeah, come on.
Oh, you're crushing me. Give me a shot.
I just stroke a couple here.
Yeah.
Feel good about something.
Grins.
Yeah. I mean, if you could have got to maybe that 21 points, you go, all right, well, at least they scored a couple of points. You know, they only lost by 23.
Well, just,
or whatever.
It's just symbolic of, you know, this was a drubbing. This was an ass-kicking.
Epic. Epic disaster. What's next?
I mean, can somebody tell me when, like, the Eagles' offensive line just started turning into turnstiles? I mean, like, every play, it seems like there's guys just, like, blowing past people, like in a freaking subway, or like a leaky faucet, and you're trying to Band-Aid fix with electrical tape, and it's not working.
Well, you're right on, man.
Well, you need that. Hey, so you want a couple analogies
there's
there,
a too. There's a good analogies, excellent analogies. What else, too, is breakdowns. They have the, for some reason, it's like there's a breakdown every other series.
To thwart a drive?
Yeah, there's a breakdown in protection where a guy does the wrong thing and boom, there's Wentz with no time.
Yeah, if you're going to fix the leaky sink, man, you got to get the thread seal out. You know what the thread seal is?
No.
You got to put that on there before you screw the pipes together. It's a thread seal. It seals the water, makes it watertight. I'll bring you some thread seal. See if you can fix it. All right? We got a leaky faucet in there. See if you can thread seal it and get it to not leak anymore and drip.
Yeah.
Your sink's dripping at home?
Bet no.
Like all night?
Yeah, I bet against me fixing it.
Okay. I'll take that.
I have no shot.
No shot?
I have a better shot of Jim Schwartz becoming the Buddy Ryan reincarnate defensively than me fixing that.
Fixing the drippy sink. Okay.
Am I really watching games that are 54 to 51 anymore? I mean, that's not football to me. That's like flag football. I don't understand that.
It's like Madden. It's like a video game.
Yeah. Big 12.
Yeah. But again, last night, it was spectacular performance, but I can't.
54-51 in an NFL game. And the kicker is there were four punts. 35 points in the fourth quarter and four punts.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's insane.
Staggering, right?
Yes. We didn't talk enough about that today, quite frankly.
Let me check the poll here while he just brought it up. It's brought to you by Roofing Nation, where you get a brand new roof for less than $7,900 plus free gutters. Call Roofing Nation at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. The poll was this. We see two teams combined for 105 points in last night's Monday Night Football game. If this is the direction the league is moving toward, is that good for the product? 51% of the respondents say no, which means 49% say, I'm good with it. What's next?
I'm sick and tired of people calling up saying that Nick Foles got lucky in the Super Bowl, okay? From 2001 to 2004, do you know what happened this franchise when we made the playoffs? Do you remember the quarterback that we had who took us to the playoffs? He f***ed up every single time.
I would
and
say no.
God forbid Carson Wentz doesn't have a good season. Everybody wants to take it out on Nick Foles, who's the truth, who brought you the Super Bowl, and you want to say it's lucky. Uh-oh.
Dude, go back to mommy, all right?
He was great. And the reason...
Go back to... your mom's looking for you, Carson.
See, the reason why this argument even takes place is people go... Nick's clutch, Carson's not. I swear there's people that want these teams to fail. I swear it.
Nick Foles the truth. Are you serious? Seriously, go back to mommy, all right? Nick Foles. Give me a break with Nick Foles. I mean, I got no patience to hear how Nick Foles is anything right now. He won the Super Bowl. God bless. I got to hear about it for the next 50 years now. It's driving me insane. People root against Carson Wentz because of Nick Foles.
What's got me riled up, really? So many things you can't even imagine. But most of all, I swear to God I'm going to murder somebody if they say Foles and they're not talking about baby horses. I can't take it.
I'm with you, brother.
Thank you.
I am with you.
Renews my faith in humanity.
What's got me riled up is J.J. Reddick. The man has two cotton balls stuffed in his nose, blood crusting around the sides, and he's still in there taking shots and making them. He is grit. He is Philadelphia. J.J. Reddick. Wow.
He is awesome. Philadelphia. That's his Aaron Rowan moment.
The Eagles are making this goofy, making me goofy.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's goofy right now. You got no choice but to be
goofy.
I feel
like I have zero patience right now.
It's just gone.
Because of the Eagles, yeah.
Well, it's probably true.
I want to apologize for everybody out there. I was wrong. I was wrong about Fultz. I wanted Tatum. But if we drafted Tatum, you would have never traded for Jimmy Butler, baby! Clap your hands, everybody.
For Philadelphia.
That's why you can't let it bother you. 76ers. Because the means to the end was Jimmy Butler. That's the prize. Fultz's failures landed you Butler.
Yeah, that's why, I mean, that was my whole take today. Like, we don't need it.
It's a hell of a consolation.
Doesn't matter.
Hell of a consolation.
It doesn't matter. The gods somehow righted the wrong.
Welcome to Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'm riled up. The Eagles are bad enough. But what I'm more riled up is I didn't go and load up against Jason's picks. Again, 0-3. I should be able to pay off my mortgage going against his picks.
No, not 0-3.
Jason, please pick 10 picks a week. Please.
I'm taking a sabbatical, first of all. I'm cold right now. You're right. But I did nail the Chiefs game last night. I had the Chiefs 3.5. The hook saved me.
There you go.
And I was sweating. I'll tell you, I was sweating it out. Would the Rams go up like 50-40 at one point or something? And I'm going, oh, man. 51-4, something like that. I'm going, oh, I'm not going to cover. But I hung in, and I got the win finally to salvage a weekend.